Jared Gomes here with you, and I have been seeing this mascot pop up around high level, and I don't know what or who he is, so I thought I'd bring his creator in to talk about him.
My name is Lucas Rideau, and I am the Communication Coordinator's Assistant at the Town of High Level.
And I've been looking through the Town of High Level Facebook page, and I've noticed this mascot keep showing up every so often. Can you tell me a little about this guy? Who are they? Where did they come from? And I heard you created them?
I did, yeah. So originally, he was only supposed to be a part of an office project. He was only supposed to be a part of our style guide that we'd only share around the office. But something about him just caught our eye, and we wanted to use him for further messaging.
Yeah, I think he's really cool, and I haven't seen this from any other towns, having kind of a mascot to represent everything, which is really cool, because I've seen in some of the other posts where you're showing off some community events and other things, and he's there kind of spreading the word, which is really fun.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to use him for. We wanted to give our messaging a more fun, energetic kind of feel. That's his whole purpose.
And so you said this all started internally. Was there kind of an origin of this, or did this just start one day?
Pretty much, yeah. They approached me one day, or the communications coordinator approached me one day and said that they were working on a style guide, and they knew I had some artistic ability beforehand and asked if I could come up with a fun character we could include just to make reading through the style guide more interesting and fun for everyone.
And does this mascot have an official name, or is he just the mascot?
We bounced around a few names, but nothing's really ever stuck. So I just call him the town guy.
I like that. And you said you had some kind of artistic background. Or is it just kind of a hobby? Have you done some training?
No training. All self-taught. And yeah, originally it was going to be a career for me, but now it's just a side passion.
Oh, but that's really cool. You're able to kind of incorporate it into your main line of work.
Oh, absolutely. I was really excited when I was approached with this opportunity. And now that we have him established, it's a lot of fun being able to utilize him in a lot of different projects.
Yeah, and like I said, I've seen him a few different places. Do you think he'll continue to keep showing up in different areas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the stuff we've used him in is just the tip of the iceberg. We want to establish a lot more with him.
Was there any tips or tricks that you kind of learned in the process where when you were creating him, things you liked, things you didn't like, and were able to decide on this kind of final idea for him?
So yes, the design process actually for creating him was a little bit interesting. I went through three ideas. One was the design you see now, and I can't remember the third one, but the second one I wanted to go was an anthropomorphized animal. But of course, we ditched that because this one, the one that we landed on, just felt more iconic, right? Initially, I gave him the big old shoes and big old shorts like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So he'd be kind of familiar, and that way it would make him more memorable to anyone who's seen him.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about him, or anything else you wanted to mention?
Oh, absolutely. We here at the town are always looking for new and creative ways to reach the public, and personally, I believe having this mascot opens a lot of doors for us to do that, right? By having this, we can embrace a creative spirit and create fun and interesting projects while still being open and transparent with our community.
And is there any, other fun ideas you have in store for him? Maybe anything you can tease up?
I mean, one thing I can mention is I am trying to work on a small animated project with him. Nothing too big, just a few second intro. But other than that, a few projects we have to keep in the dark.
Okay. Well, excited to hear more, and hopefully, maybe if there is something cool that comes up, we'll be able to chat about that as well. And make sure you drop by our app and website to take a look at this town mascot, as it's really hard to show you right here on the radio.